Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We begin the show with two polar contrasts. But they have something in common. They share the same building. Yes, we'll get to the news that broke a couple hours ago. I actually found out before it broke involving Quinnen Williams and his arrest at LaGuardia Airport. We'll get to Miguel Andujar and his adventure over first base, and I'm sure I'll hear from a Yankee fan or two up in arms about Gerrit Cole getting shellacked against the Detroit Tigers, all in a frenzy, all in a panic over a spring training outing. I mean, my goodness, if that's keeping you up at night, you got problems if you're a Yankee fan. Let's call it like it is. If you are up in arms about a spring training game, relax. To quote Aaron Rodgers after a Sunday loss against the Detroit Lions, relax. I think Gerrit Cole, as long as he's physically right, is going to be A-OK. But let's begin this show with a team at Madison Square Garden that would actually have you forgetting about what's going on with James Dolan and all of his incompetence and the way he has run the New York Knickerbockers and the embarrassment and the disgrace that the Knickerbockers have been over the last 20 years. It feels like because of the Spike Lee stuff and the sell the team stuff and just the overall product on the court, this week more so than in weeks past, the vitriol, the hatred, the anger towards Dolan and the Knicks has been ratcheted up a notch. You know, we like check in and out because of how bad they have been, and it like brings out this sense of apathy. I know I certainly feel it. I know many of the Knicks fans, I'm sure, feel the exact same way, that they've been so bad for so long that it takes things like this for that frustration to kind of boil over. That's the way this week has been. But the other team that presides at Madison Square Garden, the New York Rangers, you would not know that James Dolan owns this team. You would not know that the team they share a building with happens to be the biggest joke in professional sports. And the Rangers were coming off a three-game losing streak. We know every point is so crucial as they try to make their way into the postseason. They played an incredible game against the Washington Capitals. Back and forth, goal for goal. And how about Mika Zibanejad? My goodness, not one, not two, not three, not four. Count them, five goals, including a thrilling overtime game winner to take down Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. And it was wild to watch this game in the third period. I dialed in second period on, and I was just mesmerized what I was seeing in that third period. Back and forth, the idea of Zibanejad going at Alexander Ovechkin, who was one of the all-time greats, one of the best players I've ever seen in my life. Now he's got himself a Stanley Cup championship, and it was like shot for shot, goal for goal. We know the Ranger defense has a world of trouble. They have a ton of problems. But what the Rangers have right now, and you think about that trade that was made a few years ago, that was unpopular, believe it or not, to some Ranger fans. Trading away Derek Brassard, getting Mika Zibanejad back, and a second-round pick. How good does that trade look right now? Because Panarin has gotten a lot of the attention from a Ranger standpoint, and he should. I mean, he's an unbelievable distributor. He can finish around the net. He's had a great debut season wearing a Rangers jersey. But Zibanejad, look at the numbers. I mean, Take these five goals out of it. He's been having an unreal season anyway. So to go out and basically put the team on your back, take a beautiful feed from Panarin, score in overtime to beat the Washington Capitals, that's how you know the future is bright for the New York Rangers. Because they have two guys who can light it up. You go back to the teams that were winning with Henrik Lundqvist in net, it was a much different style. It was just a much different feel watching the team, knowing that goal scoring was a problem. It's not going to be much of a problem with these two guys. And especially when you get Kreider back in the fold, after he comes back from the injury, probably going to be next year, I would guess. Unless you tell me the Rangers are going to find their way into the postseason. That hope, of course, is still alive. But goal scoring's there for this team. Still have my doubts about whether or not they're going to be good enough to get themselves in the postseason. But they're giving you a march. They're building it the right way. Those building block foundational pieces are in place. And you watch the Rangers go through a rebuild. And you watch the Knickerbockers go through a rebuild. And it's like, they share the same building? They're owned by the same guy? How in the world is that possible? It's truly hard to believe. But a fantastic game. Good job by the New York Rangers winning in overtime by the score of 6-5. Then we get to another story. And I got to admit, when I first saw this story today, I'm out on the golf course. Man, ball great, by the way. Today, I made an adjustment with a buddy of mine, the great David Reese. And I'm not a good golfer. I'm telling you, I added like 30, 40 yards on every drive. I mean, I was like dancing. I played terribly, but I was hitting the you-know-what out of the ball, so I didn't care. I was like, this is great. I'm going to be in a great mood coming in and do a show no matter what. But I go through Twitter as, you know, throughout the day, I like to check in on what's going on. I'm not one of these guys that's like sitting there 24-7 listening to a radio station. No, I don't like to do that. Because I like to come in here with fresh, new, different ideas. Whether they're the same, whether they're different, I don't know. But at least it's going to be my doing. It's not that idea of like being influenced, you know what I mean? Regardless, I'm going through Twitter and I see the Knicks, because of the relationship with Leon Rose, may have an interest in Chris Paul in the offseason. And my first thought was, why the hell would the Knicks do this? Chris Paul, at this stage in his career, why would the Knicks be interested? Then I thought about it a little bit more. And look, there is no way the Knicks, for a guy who's getting up there in age, should be sacrificing somebody like RJ Barrett, somebody like Mitchell Robinson, unprotected lottery picks. No. That's not the sort of trade we're talking about here. But if indeed there is some sort of discounted rate, let's just say for argument's sake, and the Knicks, with the cap space they have, could find a way to bring Chris Paul into this organization, from a Knicks standpoint, not from a Chris Paul standpoint, which we'll get to in a minute. From a Knicks standpoint, I got to be honest, folks. The more and more I've thought about it, the more and more I like it. Because this is an organization that I think we can all agree on. They don't know how to win. They don't have winning players. They don't have players with winning intangibles. And I know what you guys are going to say. Chris Paul doesn't win in the postseason. Fine. Knicks been getting a postseason a whole lot over the last couple of years. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I would say the answer is no. So to me, here's what I would look at. Can you bring in somebody, getting him, let's say, if it's on a cheap, and I don't know if it is, I don't know how Oklahoma City feels at the end of this year, but because of that relationship with Leon Rose, if it's basically the idea of the Thunder looking to dump the contract, I'd be interested. Now, if we're talking serious assets, that's something I'm not looking to do. Paul's having a renaissance season in Oklahoma City, and nobody saw it coming. Basically, everybody figured when Oklahoma City made that trade with the Houston Rockets back in the summertime involving Russell Westbrook, that OKC would buy Chris Paul out by, I don't know, December or January, and they would move on from the relationship. Except for the fact that they've done a wonderful job. They've competed their tails off. They're going to be a postseason team this year. And Chris Paul is playing in the All-Star game. And if you look at his numbers and you look at his performance, it's not one of those lifetime achievement type awards. No. He deserves it. He has played to an all-star level. Depends on the assets. That would be my caveat to anybody who would wonder about Chris Paul as a New York Knick. Significant collateral? No way. But a salary dump? I mean, the Knicks have room within their salary cap for a year. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Are the Knicks going to be big players for a free agent next year? Who's the big free agent out there? Who is the guy that the Knicks are bending over backwards to try to give them all their cap space? Chris Paul's contract is not some sort of albatross that is going to kill them over a long period of time. It's far more of a short-term commitment. If I'm not mistaken, he is under contract for this season, and I want to say he's under contract for next season. I will double-check that, but I believe the contract is done after next year. So it's a lot of money, but it's money the Knicks can absolutely take on. And if there's a guy I'm looking to move on this Knicks team, and I meant to mention this the other day, but we all got wrapped up in the Spike Lee stuff and the overall product on the court, we kind of know what it is from a Knicks standpoint. I would do anything in my power to get Julius Randle off of this team. Julius Randle puts up empty statistics. To me, Julius Randle is a guy that is not a winning basketball player. He's not. He turns the ball over way too much. Sometimes the ball kind of just disappears when it gets to him. He's not going to be the number one or number two on a big-time team. I think the Los Angeles Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans told you all you needed to know with the way they handled Julius Randle. People will look at the numbers and they'll say, wow, they're impressive. You watch him play on a night-in, night-out basis. I think he's a very overrated player. So I would be thinking long and hard about moving on from Julius Randle. But here's the one thing I would say about Chris Paul and the New York Knicks. Despite the relationship with Leon Rose, and I'm sure it's good, and I'm sure it's terrific, and I'm sure there's a mutual bond and respect between the two, Chris Paul has not won an NBA championship, correct? I would assume Chris Paul, being as fiery a competitor as he is, where his temper at times has gotten him into trouble and has ruined a couple of relationships, the guy's fiery. Don't you think once he has the ability to get out of Oklahoma City, whether it's kind of telling Sam Presti where he wants to go or moving on somewhere else, that he would end up in a situation where you got a much better chance to win? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Put yourself in Chris Paul's shoes for a minute. Would you want to come here? I don't care how tight I might be with Leon Rose. From a Knicks standpoint, I get it. If the assets are not insane. But from a player standpoint, nah, not interested. But that's what we continue to talk about when it comes to a lack of culture around this franchise, the stench around the team, you name it. Players around the league look at the Knicks as a joke. So any way you can kind of get some credibility from well-respected players, it helps. It absolutely helps. And I don't think Chris Paul alone would be a guy to do that, but I'll tell you this, if you're getting him on the cheap, with the year he's had, with the respect he garners around the league, I for one would tell you it's a nice place to start.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.